Simon Shin Mem. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. And the Mechaber said that somebody who erases ink in order to be able to write in that place to Oisius, he's Chayev Chatas for the Melacha Mechika on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we're discussing that he wants to be able to eventually write in that place to Oisius. It doesn't have to be that he plans on writing those two new Oisius on Shabbos. As long as he wants to eventually be able to write two Oisius, two letters in that place, that's enough to be Chayev Chatas. So the Mechika doesn't have to be Amanas Luchto B'Shabbos. It's Mechika B'Shabbos Amanas to eventually be Luchtoiv. He says, sending Amanas Livnas, someone knocks down the house in order to be able to rebuild it. The Amanas Livnas doesn't have to be that he plans on rebuilding on Shabbos. As long as he knocks down Shabbos, Amanas planning to eventually rebuild it. It's Korei rips Amanas Litvar in order to be able to sew, even if the sewing is going to be done on Sunday or some other time, if the ripping is on Shabbos in order to re-sew afterwards, to re-stitch it afterwards, that's enough to be chayiv for on Shabbos. If ink or something liquid fell in the sefer, you shouldn't lick it away with your tongue, or should wash off with water, because the problem of moichik, and also you should not put shaiva wax in the sefer as a simon, like as a bookmark, to remember where you're holding, for a different reason, because the problem of meiruch, the problem of machik, of smoothing out. The Rama says that it's usher to break a cake that has an ice written on it. If you're breaking the ice, even though the real purpose is you're cutting it because you want to go eat it, but the cutter where there's a letter, you can't cut on the letters, because that's the problem of machik, you're breaking the letter. Mishnah Berurah says that you could give it to a child. You know the child's obviously, he's not going to be careful. He's going to cut in that place. That's really not your problem. And that's what to do. Now, Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about a place where there's letters written on the cake from something else. Like you have a cake and there's letters written from icing. It could be letters written, or he brings Yeshbach Mim, if this picture is written from icing on the cake, then it's a problem to cut in the middle of the letter or cut in the middle of the picture. That's a problem with Chika. But if the ksiva, if the letters are from the cake itself, it was made in the mold or somehow you formed it with your hands, and the cake itself is in the form of a letter, form a picture, then it's not considered a davar kasav, something written, and therefore there's no problem of mechika, of cutting it or breaking it. It's only if the letter is written with something else, like fondant or icing on top, that's considered you did a ksiva over there, and therefore to eliminate that, we have a problem of mechika, to break it would be a problem of mechika. Mishnah Berurah is also, if the letter is written with honey that was mixed with water, other mepair, something weak like that, you don't have to worry either. It's only if it's something more serious, like icing or fondant, then you have to be careful not to cut in the middle of the letter, in the middle of the picture, because it's a problem of mechika. Now, even though we're talking over here that the mechika is not manas lichtoiv, if you're not planning on rewriting it in that place, in fact, you plan on eating it a few seconds later, still it's going to be aser midrabanan. And even if that's not your kavana, it's definitely a psikresha. We pass a psikresha as an aser by the rabbanan. Now, the arachrenim that are makel on this, the Dag Vavas makel, and the Shari Tshuva brings it down. So, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we samach on them that much, that if you cut between the letters, and now when you're chewing, you're breaking the letters, that much we can make. So the cut in the middle of the letter, that we're not going to make, or semech on dog mavava. However, to come between the letters, and then when you're chewing on it, you break the letters, that much we make, or we're not worried about. Now sometimes you have a sefer, or have a book, that on the tops of the pages, there's letters or words written over there. And every time you open and close or turn the pages, you're putting together or breaking up the letters and the words. So that's a machlekes. Yesh Eistrim, the Mishnah Berurah brings that those, Levush, and others that say it's Aser, it's a problem, Ksiva Mechik every time. But there's a Tshuva Sarama that's Mekel, and many Acharim go like that. The reason is, since it's meant to open and close the book, or say for many on a regular basis, the old library books are made like this in the Geish libraries. Every time you turn the page, open and closed, you're putting together and breaking up letters and words. So it's like opening and closing a door, the Rama and the Acharim hold. Therefore, it's not a problem, Ksiva Mechik. So you open and close the door on a regular basis, that's not a problem, Bini Mestira. The Mishnah Berurah says the Minig is Kimekel. However, probably mach from someone has an alternative, they have a different sefer to learn from, something with a book that you don't have to read from on Shabbos. So then the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to be machmer, and the Sharatzini says achilu, the best is not to write letters on the edges of the papers in order to avoid getting stuck in this scenario.